Catholic Lay Group denounces Bishop's congratulations to Biden. Talk is cheap, we need real courage. By Dr. Susan Berry on December 3, 2020. A Catholic lay organization is denouncing a recent congratulatory message the United States Bishops' Conference sent to former Vice President Joe Biden, warning any attempts to compromise with Biden's agenda will place the integrity of the church at great risk. We are on the cusp of having a Catholic president who supports a war on biology and the family, abortion on demand, closing Catholic schools, and more, wrote Brian Birch, president of Catholic Vote, a national faith-based advocacy organization, in a statement to supporters last week. As Breitbart News reported, the bishops recognized a Biden election victory in a statement on November 7, and called for national unity and a spirit of compromise for the sake of the common good. We recognize that Joseph R. Biden Jr. has received enough votes to be elected the 46th President of the United States, Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez stated. We congratulate Mr. Biden and acknowledge that he joins the late President John F. Kennedy as the second United States President to profess the Catholic faith. Birch responded. When I heard the bishop's response, all I could think of were these devastating words I read from Deacon John Hardin a few years ago. When I was hungry, you formed a committee. When I was thirsty, you issued a document. When I was naked, you lobbied lawmakers. When I was sick, you sent thoughts and prayers. When I was in prison, you issued a press release. Talk is cheap, Birch stated. We need real courage. We need saints. As Birch also noted, a week after the bishop's congratulatory statement, they admitted that, while an anticipated Biden presidency presents certain opportunities, it also includes certain challenges. Archbishop Gomez cited the threats ahead, including the preeminent priority of eliminating abortion but also the unequal treatment of Catholic schools, the Equality Act, the restoration of the HHS mandate, and more, Birch observed. All of these policies threaten the freedom of the Church, our institutions, the family, and the lives of millions of children, Birch added. And all of these threats will be aggressively pursued by President Biden. Birch warned faithful Catholics that left-wing activists will call on them to support unity and accuse them of being divisive, or rigid, or judgmental, if they do not. But unity in lies is disgraceful and wrong, he advised. Adherence to truth is far more important. Trust your instincts, your common sense, and what you know to be true. Do not worry if this goes against what the media, popular culture, woke mob tells you, he wrote. They are wrong.